this game's history. 8-2 the final, Colorado. And we can probably start our post-game show right now. So have a conversation then, and we'll turn it back to Emerson and Alexis back in Southern California with a segment before we head home. Well, I think we talked a lot about what's happened here tonight. Anything in particular that you see that you think the coach and staff and the players might want to clean up here in first place?
Well, it's tough because you try to stay as tight as possible there with man-on-man, but you know, with good teams, it sometimes can get tough. It sometimes can get tough from a standpoint of they're so versatile, they're so shifty on the back end, they're so active. And when you're concentrating that much on protecting your own net and trying to keep plays to the outside and overall just keep up with the opposing team, I mean, that whole Colorado Avalanche roster can really skate. We saw that goal from Ross Colton. I mean, just that wide speed finish. He flew out of the gates, just burning. And he was one of the many skaters that could really fly for this Colorado Avalanche team. And I gotta say, defensively, man-on-man has proved wonders and given this Anaheim Duck team a chance to win each and every night. It was a little bit different here tonight. There's that much more concentration on defending, how much that took away from the mindset offensively and the potential jump for the Anaheim Ducks. You got to wonder. So really, it's just about finding that balance, right? Being more aggressive and having that confidence to be more aggressive at certain times. You just got to watch video and learn from it.
All right. You know what we'll do? We'll take that break. I've been ado until our broadcast coming up Friday. Emerson will be joined by Alexis Downey for a segment here before we hit the bus and head home to SoCal. Let's take a break here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped. Right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by Geico is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at NHL.com/preplay.
Real country music. Yeah, you got a chance. Cody Johnson live. Saturday, January 20th in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. With special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest, Justin Moore.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390. The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom here with you. A tough loss for the Ducks on the road tonight, completing their back-to-back, falling 8-2 to the Colorado Avalanche, being outshot 38-17, and the Ducks breaking their road win streak, just 5 wins they had on that, not being able to get the win tonight. Emerson, I know you're in Denver. Just your immediate initial reaction to this ending of this game.
AD, get me out of Colorado. I mean, geez, it was a avalanche here tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, I mentioned it several times live on the broadcast that, boy, this Colorado Avalanche team, they come in waves. It's just when you think the momentum's finished after either a goal against or a lights-out power play, just solid play overall, they come back the next shift with a physical play or something to continue to push you back. And it was certainly frustrating for the Anaheim Ducks all game. But, you know, and you mentioned a couple key points there with Jakob Silfverberg and his place on the all-time Ducks point list now, him moving up along with Max Jones getting on the board for the first time here as far as his first goal in this regular season is concerned. So a couple good storylines, as you mentioned, but the overall result just wasn't there for the Anaheim Ducks.
All right, well, let's go through some of the highlights from this game, and we'll start in that first period. The Ducks were getting outshot 11-0 through 6 minutes of play. Not a good start to the period. And then the Avalanche were able to get on the board first. Samuel Girard crashing the net. The puck got away from Dostal. 6:40 into that first period.
Stops on a dime, fires one, hit his own teammate. Ducks about to clear on this penalty kill scenario. Can't get it all the way out. And an opportunity to move it. And now a pad save, Dostal. And then they score! Can't tell from up here if the puck might have been kicked in. I don't think so. But the official made the call. There was a moving motion with the leg of Girard. And I'm thinking Emerson, he's going to get credit for the goal.
Was just having the first goal, just how important that was in this one. Kind of a bummer that the Ducks weren't able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, and it was just one of those things where it was the Anaheim Ducks defense really trying to stay tight man on man against a very active Colorado Avalanche. Defensemen, deep pairings, them rolling switches up top, as we heard and saw on that Girard goal. I mean, this is a D-man right at the blue paint. It just goes to show how active they were. If you look down the list, I mean, a guy like Makar kept on getting more dangerous and more dangerous as the game went on. He finished with 5 shots on goal. Oh, boy, 3 assists for Cale Makar. He continues to just really take over this league. He's been doing it year in and year out, and he just gets more scary as we see him each and every game.
Now, Lukasz Dostal did come up with some big saves in that first period, but the Avalanche were able to get another one. Devon Taves from the blue line short side, but it was Valerie Nichushkin who tipped it in front of the net, 12:40 into that period.
Here comes the Avs attack on the right side as Dostal looks behind his own net. There to play it, Valeri Nichushkin. They have some skilled talent on this team up front. A shot, and now the defensemen show the talent they have. Devon Taves just kind of fling a wrist shot towards the goal. Dostal couldn't stop it, and Colorado has their second goal in the first period. Increase their lead to 2-0.
But the Ducks said, no, 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 we're not ending this period without a goal, and it was Radko Gudas, a big shot that Sam Carrick was able to redirect in the lane into the net.
Situation.
All right, here's Colorado driving it up to center ice. And then Brock McGinn was laid out. Collision with Rantanen, who fell down on his back. 36 seconds to go in the first. A drive, Gudas shot it. And I think he gets credit for the goal. A booming drive from inside the blue line. And it's a 2-1 Colorado lead, and perhaps, just perhaps, Sam Carrick redirected the puck off his stick as that puck wound down near that goal crease.
Well, Emerson, the Ducks finished that first period only 3 shots on goal. Last night against Nashville, they only had 5 in that first period. What's got to change?
Yeah, it's a mentality, you know, and I've alluded to Cam Fowler's postgame interview a few nights ago there, where it just, you know, at a certain point, you're not going to be able to scratch and claw back into these games, as was the case tonight, when you let it go too far, if you don't put that puck in, and certainly they had them, they cut that lead in half, but, you know, where's that next one? Where's that next great play, that next great momentum builder, whether that be a drawn penalty? And of course, just it was an emotional game. What looked like it could have been a Ducks 5-on-4 power play for 4 straight minutes. They take a penalty. It becomes 4-on-4. And it seemed like the storyline for tonight. It's any glimpse of hope for the Anaheim Ducks in any particular situation. The Colorado Avalanche were right back to respond with a good defensive effort, with a good offensive effort. And they just made it tough for the Anaheim Ducks all game long. What's got to change? Mentality. Just know that, hey, there's been games where they come out of the halfway mark of the first period up by, you know, 8 to 10 shots on goal. We've seen it happen, and they just have to have it be a standard each and every game.
Well, that second period, Colorado only getting 1 goal as a part of that, having a 2-goal lead after 2 periods of play. And Frederik Olofsson would be the one to net the goal for Colorado. It was a low to the slot play, Dostal reacting, but it just wasn't quite enough.
Lots of good hockey left. There's a shot. They score. Habs did the work behind the goal line. Put the puck out in front. And then it was a quick release by Frederik Olofsson, who's from Sweden, by the way, getting his second goal of the season. And Colorado extends their lead here late in the period. It's 3-1.
Now, as we look at that third period, I'm going to spare you all the calls of the Avalanche's goals. As you said, Emerson, it was an avalanche of goals by them. But we will get to hear Max Jones's first goal of this season.
Down the ice, Anaheim breaks in. Silverberg threw it in front. Now a centering feed, they score! Nice setup from Adam Henrik. And the Anaheim Ducks get on the board. And good for Max Jones. He'll get credit for the goal. Cuts the Colorado lead to 5-2.
So at that point in the third period, Max Jones bringing it to a 5-2 game, but 3 more goals from Colorado after that. An 8-2 ending. Emerson, I will say I was really happy to see Max Jones getting that goal finally. I feel like he got rewarded for his play of recent.
Yeah, and you could see the the better play brewing. It started with that wake-up call. Head coach Greg Cronin taking Mac Jones out of the lineup there, and that really sparked something. It sparked just more control over the puck. There was times early on in this regular season where it seemed like the puck was rolling off of Mac Jones' stick. Well, now he's commanding the puck. There's a lot of wide speed in him utilizing his speed, moving his feet, drawing penalties. We saw in the corner last game, he scored tonight. Two games ago, he drew a penalty at the red line, right in the neutral zone area. So he's just making an impact. He's feeling good. He's better understanding his role. He's always known his role, but now he's just executing it at a higher level, a higher degree, and it's proving well for Mac Jones.
All right, Emmer, we'll let you get on the plane. Come back to SoCal. Leave the state of Colorado.
Thank
We're going to
leave
this
get me
game.
Out of here.
We're going to leave this game in the past. Get ready for Friday. Thanks for joining me on the postgame show. And for those listening, come back after the break for more analysis as well as some of your text messages for this postgame show.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. GOETTL. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19. Limited edition merchandise, team store savings for up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/take the oath.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Alexis Downey here with you to talk about this 8-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight on the road in Denver at Ball Arena against the Colorado Avalanche, a team that we knew going into the game this was going to be a tough matchup for the Ducks on a back-to-back, a come-from-behind win last night in Nashville, making some NHL history, and then having to take on a 9-5 Colorado team at home, where they have been playing well as they were 4-2, now 5-2 at home, with some really star-studded players in their lineup. And unfortunately, the Ducks just couldn't get it done tonight. They definitely looked tired towards the end of the game. But it's probably, it is the game, I would say, that we haven't seen this from this Ducks team. We haven't seen a blowout game like this. And with any of you fans that were with us last season, it was something that, you know, it was tough to watch because we did end up having a lot of that last year. And now that this season, it's a whole new culture shift, a whole new team on the ice. We haven't seen that from the team, and it's almost like it can be a good wake-up call for a team, just a good learning experience from tonight, and you just kind of put it in the back of your mind and move on, and that's what I think this Ducks team will do. Greg Cronin, I'm sure, will find plenty of things from this game that they can look to improve on in their next outing on Friday. All right, we have some text messages for those of you that sent us a message. Let's get to them now. All right, from Marty. He always is sending us messages. Thank you. He said, with a few minutes left, I think we've seen enough already. The Avs are world class, and our young core learned that the hard way. Our veterans tried to keep us in this, but these Avs are cup favorites for a reason. Dostal had a rough one. Hope he bounces back next time in the net. Yeah, Dostal certainly facing that high-octane offense that we see from the Colorado Avalanche, stopping 30 of 38 tonight, 38 shots against him. And going back to that first period, he had 17 against him. So definitely tough. Some of them, you know, maybe not his best look, but again, a game that he can learn from and move on as he continues, you know, his season. And, I mean, he was in the net tonight as John Gibson was in last night. All right, next text message. Have definitely enjoyed all the good moments so far this year, but there will be games that offer lessons to be learned. Still a lot of season left. It's sure to be a fun one. I'm in agreeance. Like I just said, definitely we're going to have these kinds of games where, I mean, I hope we don't have many of these kinds of games, obviously, but there will be these moments that the team really, you just see that youngness and just it doesn't work out in their favor. And like we said, Colorado is not an easy team. So definitely learning the hard way tonight. Another one, bummer, we will win next time. I love that attitude. The next meeting with Colorado is actually just right around the corner. And that will be on December 2nd at Honda Center. And then they come back to Denver December 5th and play again in Denver. So a lot of games against the Colorado Avalanche in the coming weeks to close out their season series with them. A couple more text message. Our offense didn't play good, but I think we need to work on better offense. We will win on Friday. Well, let me tell you, when you have three shots on goal in 20 minutes of play, yeah, that's not good offense. And it's not, I mean, if you think about, once again, last game too, the Ducks did find a way to win in Nashville, but they only had 20 shots on goal the entire period. This game, only 17, a season low number. It seemed like Colorado had the puck for most of this game, honestly. And with the Ducks, when they did get their chances, yeah, some of them were good, but Colorado just really containing them for most of this game. Another text message, unfortunately, a tired Ducks team. They were in the grips of a motivated Avalanche team as they're bouncing back from their own 8-point loss this season. Hopefully the guys come in on Friday to practice with a clean head ready to play. And then you also had a question for Emerson. How does a player use a loss like this to learn and grow? I'm sorry Emerson is not on the show. He's getting on the plane. He wanted to get out of the state of Colorado. But he did share actually that answer on the broadcast with Steve Carroll, just saying how you learn from things and you move ahead. All right, so a couple numbers from this game let's get to as well. Obviously, I did mention it on the broadcast. Jakob Silfverberg making some Ducks history in this game with his assist on Max Jones's goal in that third period. He passed Rickard Rakell for sole possession of seventh place on the franchise's all-time points list. He now has 340. Rickard Rakell had 339. So that's a positive, certainly, from this game. Another positive from this game was Radko Gudas. I mean, I have to be honest, when we got Radko Gudas, I was pretty excited because, again, he's one of those guys you want on your team you don't really want to be playing against. Did I ever think necessarily he would be the offensive blue liner No, I didn't. I mean, if you look at his numbers in his career, that's just like not his game. But I mean, he's on a 3-game point streak at this point, tying his career high. He had contributions on each of the Ducks' last 3 goals up until that Max Jones goal. And he's been such a leader for this Ducks team. It's so wonderful to see. He was wearing the A on his sweater today. Definitely deserving of that. The other two wearing the A's tonight. Troy Terry in his hometown, Alex Killorn. Of course, you're going to see that too. Another veteran playing with this young team. Just leading on that top line tonight. Leo Carlson back in the lineup. He had some good moments and he had some that weren't as good in this game too. But again, that was kind of a lot of the game tonight. And then I already mentioned it a little bit earlier, Lukáš Dostál, tough night in net, but he did have some pretty big saves, especially that one in the second period where he used his paddle on Bowen Byram midway through the period. That was an impressive save. So we did see flashes of what Lukáš Dostál can be and what he has been through the season for the most part already too. Looking at some other numbers for the Ducks tonight in particular, faceoffs were another area that was of importance coming into this game. They weren't leading there initially. If you look through the first and second period, at the first period, they were only at 50%, which is great because they were tied and they were even with Colorado. But falling in that second period, despite looking a little bit better, hunting the pucks down, playing a little bit more desperate, but 47.2% after 2 periods of play. End game, though, 55% in the faceoff circle. That was a good thing to see from the Ducks tonight. Sam Carrick having a great night there, going 6-1, 86%. Mason McTavish, 11-6 for 65%. So just some good numbers that you see from this Ducks team. All right, more on the other side of the break of this post-game show, breaking down this not-so-good avalanche of a loss to Colorado.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Welcome back to the post-game show, breaking down this 8-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the Colorado Avalanche. Tough one tonight on the road, but the Ducks will come back home and play four home games before they hit the road once again. So a couple things from this game I want to get into a little bit more. Brock McGinn making his return back into the lineup. That was really great to see. He played on a line with Sam Carrick and Bo Grew. He even had a point in this game, getting the secondary assist on Sam Carrick's goal in that first period. Just pretty solid, honestly, for the amount of games that he missed. It was great to see him, like I said, back in the lineup and looking like an overall well-rounded player for the most part tonight. And then looking also more into this game, especially in the second period, I want to talk about some things from that second period. The double minor on Mika Rantanen when he high-sticked Troy Terry drawing blood, that was why it was a double minor. The Ducks get on that, then they take their own penalty. They lose out on half of that. It becomes a 4-on-4 for 2 minutes of it, not capitalizing there. The power play has really been struggling these last two games. Last night in Nashville, the team went 0-for-3 there. Tonight, going 0-for-4 on the power play. So they're going to need to figure some things out. And yes, I understand that those lines have been changing as the lineups have been changing too. Leo Carlson back on that number one unit tonight. But you got to have scoring on the power play. And we have seen that, obviously, as we saw it not too many games ago. But I think it just needs to be a little bit more consistent. And that was the problem in the last two games for sure. Also, in that second period, there was a missed call. Ilya Lyubushkin was cross-checked by Miles Wood. He went down hard. And you could tell he was in a lot of discomfort. His back was clearly not feeling very good, and there was no call. Lyubushkin was talking to the referees, nothing. And that's just not ideal. It's not good, you know. But I was glad to see that Lyubushkin was okay. He was able to come back out in that third period. But that was a hard one, I think, to swallow in the second period, just seeing that and just seeing the missed call there. Not ideal for the Ducks, obviously. And, of course, then just moving into that third period, I felt like the wheels just really fell off the wagon. I mean, Colorado just absolutely flying in that period. I mentioned that high-octane offense. The defensemen for Colorado are super active. Emerson was talking about Cale Makar. I mean, you can't overlook what an absolute stud Cale Makar is. And it gave the Ducks problems tonight. Defensively, they were able to hold them outside, even though they were obviously Colorado getting shots off, as they did have 38 in this game. And it was that man-on-man coverage that the Ducks have been doing. It was generally pretty good, but the second you pull back from that and you give these Avs players any type of space, they're going to capitalize on it. And we saw that separation, especially on that Ross Colton goal in the third period, that far side shot over Dostal. He just skated around Urho Vaakanainen into the zone. It was a beautiful play by Ross Johnston there. But it's tough because the Avs have so much speed. You have to be right on them. And the Ducks, like I said, they were pushing them outside a little bit defensively. They were playing some good man-on-man. But there were those moments where they let off the gas a little bit, and Colorado was able to capitalize on that for sure. We also saw some of those plays, too, where you saw those Avalanche defensemen crashing the net, creating that traffic. And that, in particular, was on those first two goals early in the game where Colorado was able to capitalize, getting, you know, the tip or just getting in the lane to deflect the shot in past Dostal. And one other thing on the Colorado side of things, Emerson mentioned it, the Avs just really stretching out their plays too in that third period, making it tough on the Ducks. You could see the tired legs. You could see the fatigue at that point. And, you know, like obviously the score wasn't good either. So that just added up to everything. And it was one of those nights where you're like, okay, when is this game going to end? And one thing to note as well. I know that the Bally broadcast gave a little shout out to the Avalanche head coach Jared Bednar tonight, as he recently got his 300th win behind the bench. He got his 301st win tonight. So obviously an impressive stat too for head coach Jared Bednar. But as the Ducks look ahead now, we're going to put this one in the back. We're going to, you know, learn from it. We're going to not necessarily forget about it, because the Ducks are playing the Avalanche not too long from now, but just kind of take it as what it is and move forward, because they have, like I mentioned, quite a few games coming up at Honda Center. Hockey Fights Cancer Night on Friday against the Florida Panthers, a 7 p.m. puck drop. That begins that home stretch. They play again on Sunday against the St. Louis Blues, and then two games towards the end, middle to end of next week. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the Montreal Canadiens right before American Thanksgiving, and then on Black Friday hosting those guys up the road, the LA Kings. So definitely some games that the Ducks are going to need to be prepared for. And taking on a Florida Panthers team on Friday, I think that's going to be a good matchup for the Ducks to look to bounce back. Also, because there was only four NHL games tonight, I just want to give you a few scores from around the league, as there is only still one game going on, but the first one of the night, the Philadelphia Flyers taking down the Carolina Hurricanes, a 3-1 game. So that was an interesting one, too, as the Flyers seem to be, you know, finding their rhythm a little bit, and that's a quality win over the Hurricanes. The other one going to overtime, the Edmonton Oilers 4-3 over the Seattle Kraken. I mean, I believe maybe that's new head coach's first win. I'm not exactly sure. I should know that. But yeah, Edmonton getting a win. They're now 4-9-1 on their season. Maybe things will start to turn around a little bit for them. And then this one is still going on. End of second, the Vancouver Canucks are down a goal to the New York Islanders. Pretty interesting to see, as the Canucks have had certainly some early success in their season as well. All right, guys. Well, I think that about sums it up for this game. One, like I said, we're just going to put behind us. The Ducks are going to move forward, take what they can from this game. Great play from Radko Gudas. Love to see that continuing, especially as he has that A on his sweater. And look ahead to this game on Friday when they come back home and hopefully can get another win this week against the Florida Panthers. All right, my final quack for tonight. I mean, Emerson was asking, what are we going to call Radko Gudas now? We're sticking with the Butcher. He is the Butcher. He's been showing it to us going into this game at 1.2 goals, 2 assists, and 11 hits in his last three games. Great stuff from Radko Gudas. And for those of you listening, thank you so much for joining us for your Ducks post-game show. We'll have the Ducks and Avalanche replay coming up after the break. If you want to hear anything that you missed from the game, Steve Carroll and Emerson Edom on the call for that. Otherwise, we will be back on Friday at 6:30 for the pregame show against the Panthers at Honda Center. I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much once again for tuning in tonight. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
Chase. Music.
Casey.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down, calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Real country music. Cody Johnson live. Saturday, January 20th in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey.
Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.